Hello, Warhawks. Recently, curriculum and classes have been proposed in India, which are working to teach kids how to be safe on the internet. We talked to Karen Whalen from the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater Marketing Department to get her take on the advertising aspect of the internet and if that causes any harmful impacts to kids.
Some things are bad, like, you know, maybe you've got a 5 or 6 or 7 year old and you're showing them that this really sugary high fructose corn syrup cereal is the best thing that they could be having in the morning for breakfast. Not true. They don't have that discernment to know that high fructose corn syrup is horrible for them. They have no idea. So you're disappointing them in a way. You're showing them something for basically for the company's selfish causes because they want to increase their sales. Whereas these kids don't have that discernment to be able to think about what would be a healthy choice for breakfast.
On the other hand, Pavan Chennamaneni, who is also from the UW Whitewater Marketing Department, discusses how marketing follows current trends and does not start them.
As a marketer, we're trying to understand what makes the customer tick and create a message that most appeals to the customer. Now, if society changes and all of a sudden junk food is no longer desirable, and if that's the trend, marketers will follow that trend. And then they're going to advertise healthy food to you because they know that's what the customer wants, and we can make a profit by giving them the customer what the customer wants.
With these two opinions, take a minute to think about whether or not you think internet safety classes will benefit. That's all the time we have for this segment, but make sure to stay tuned for future updates.